From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block. In Baghdad today, there was another car bomb explosion on a busy street. At least four Iraqis were killed and more than two dozen wounded in the blast. The bomb went off not far from where another explosion earlier this month killed the then president of the Iraqi Governing Council. The latest car bombing is one of several developments in Iraq today. The Governing Council complained of American interference in their efforts to nominate an interim president. And to the south, a purported truce with Shiite militiamen was shattered for the fourth consecutive day by intense fighting. Two American soldiers were killed. NPR's Peter Kenyon is in Baghdad, and he says it's not clear yet who or what was the target of today's car bomb in the capital.
There are some major offices there. Iyad Alawi, Iraq's prime minister-designate, works not far from there. It's also not far from the U.S. administration. It's hard to know exactly what the target was, but we do know that, once again, the fatalities were all Iraqis. Those who happened to be near the car really didn't have a chance. One of the dead was a young girl hit by shrapnel. Another reminder, as if Iraqis needed one, that more than a year after the U.S.-led invasion, it's still not safe for them to go shopping, send their children to school, or go to work.
Let's turn now for a moment to the political stalemate. There was success last Friday in choosing the Prime Minister, Iyad Alawi, whom you mentioned, who's going to actually head the government, but they seem to be stuck on this largely ceremonial post of picking the interim president. Why is that?
Well, it's still an important symbol, but beyond that, I think we're seeing an effort by the Governing Council, which is widely reviled on the Iraqi street as no more than American creation, trying to distance itself from this lame duck occupation authority. The council has decided to throw its weight behind a tribal leader, Sheikh Razi al-Yawar. He's a Sunni Muslim, but his tribe is very large and includes a number of Shiites, and it's also based in the north, so he's had good contact with many Kurds. Council members say the U.S., on the other hand, is insisting on Adnan Pachici, respected elder statesman, former foreign minister, but much less vocal than Yawar about the need to get American troops out of Iraq as soon as possible. The U.S. says they're not pushing any particular candidate, and it is, of course, though, Paul Bremer, the U.S. administrator, who's going to have the final say, although they're hoping that U.N. envoy Lakhdar Brahimi will give this an international stamp of approval. Mainly, what we're waiting for now is to see if this becomes a standoff that requires a third-party compromise candidate or if one of these two men will be chosen.
Peter, we mentioned the fighting that's going on in the Shiite holy city south of Baghdad. There had been a truce offer by the cleric Muqtada al-Sadr last Thursday that has not held up. Is there any hope still for a real ceasefire in these cities?
Well, they haven't given up. NPR's Eric Westerveld is down there with the U.S. forces in Najaf and Kufa, and he reported some very intense fighting overnight, mainly in Kufa, with dozens of Shiite fighters killed and two U.S. soldiers slain. In interviews with the Arab-language press, Muqtada al-Sadr is saying his men are just defending the Shiite holy sites, but of course he promised to get his men off the street completely if the U.S. Backed off as well. Military officials say the Americans are going to keep doing patrols in the near term. There are Shiite politicians still in talks with Sadr's representatives, and U.S. officials say there is still a chance that a ceasefire will hold, but at the moment it's still highly dangerous there.
And finally, Peter, I understand that there were some Memorial Day commemorations and remembrances in Iraq today.
Well, as on every Memorial Day, there were a lot of tears shed for fallen loved ones, and some 800 of those were people who fell here in Iraq. And the message in the ceremonies is what commanders have given for all time to their young soldiers. Keep on fighting so your colleagues won't have died in vain.
NPR's Peter Kenyon in Baghdad. Peter, thanks very much.
You're welcome, Melissa.